Afternoons with Matt Webb. Cambridge
105. So tributes from across Cambridge's political scene have been paid to the former Liberal Democrat leader Charles Kennedy. The 55-year-old passed away at his home in the Highlands yesterday. Joining me on the line to share his memories of his former leader is former City MP Julian Huppert. Good afternoon to you, Julian.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Not too bad. This is an absolutely terrible story that's making the news this afternoon. Your take on what's been happening?
I mean, it is absolutely tragic. I mean, Charles was an amazing man in so many ways. The ability he had to combine serious politics and serious values, which really drove him, with a lightness of touch, a wit, a humour, is almost unmatched. Within our current politics, maybe things would be better if people were able to do that. He was an incredibly funny man, an incredibly warm man, but also when it counted, he really pushed for things he believed, whether it was about social justice, whether it was about internationalism and the role of the European Union, or whether it was his incredibly courageous stance on Iraq. It's hard to think back now when it was considered absolutely shocking that the leader of a party like the Liberal Democrats would be prepared to speak out against the government. Now everybody's falling over themselves to say how much they disagreed with the war. But Charles had the courage and the vision to stand firm at the time.
You've touched upon some of the lighter things he got involved with. One thing comes to memory is the episodes of Have I Got News For You that he appeared on.
Absolutely. I mean, I've seen a number of politicians appear on Have I Got News For You, and Charles was just about the only one who managed to get away with it. Without looking like a bit of a crat. And Charles did have that wonderful skill to be light, to be funny, to be humorous, without that detracting from the seriousness of the messages he was trying to impart as well.
And a lot of junior MPs have also been paying tribute to Charles Kennedy, saying his warm nature and how he's helped nurture people through the Liberal Democrats. What do you make of that?
It's absolutely right, and it's people from across the political spectrum who pay tribute to him. And I certainly remember talking to him about, I mean, mostly about European issues, and his passion for that really shone through.
And obviously with the upcoming referendum on the EU membership, his opinions and thoughts were going to prove pretty critical during that difficult time.
Absolutely. He was brilliantly able to articulate the pro-European case. I mean, there are others, but no one will do it in quite the same style as him. And, you know, I think we're all alarmed at the prospect of Britain sleepwalking out of the European Union. He'd have been delighted to see the polls which have come out today, which show a very comfortable margin in favour of staying in. I hope that continues through to the referendum. But it really was something that he was deeply passionate about. He was a profound internationalist. He was interested in the world outside these islands.
And if you look at his upbringing, of course, he was born in Inverness. His sort of upbringing made him the political figure that he was. A lot of people remember some of the difficult times that he experienced with problems with drinking and things like that. What do you make of those sort of difficult times that he went through and how he managed those?
Yeah, I mean, he had an alcohol problem, and it's very sad. I think for me, it says a lot about how bad we are as a country at treating and helping people who have such problems. But yeah, he had an amazing start, you know, his university career, and then becoming the youngest MP in Parliament at the time, and staying for an amazing length of time. I mean, he really did rewrite the book in many ways on what you can do. And that passion, that energy really shone through everything he did.
When it comes to sort of your connections and contacts with him, how did you find him? Did you find him a very open person to talk to? Did he help you throughout parts of your political career?
Yeah, I mean, he gave me a whole range of bits of wise advice when I'd had the chance to talk to him in our parliamentary meetings or sitting on the bench about what was going on. But it's also seeing him ahead of time. And I remember particularly in 2005, we had a rally event in Cambridge in the Guildhall. And there was huge interest, and you know, loads of people showed up and couldn't actually get in to hear him speak. But even though it was raining outside, people stayed, sort of sheltering under some of the market stalls, with a promise that Charles would come and speak from the balcony. And it was amazing. I was helping to run that campaign, and I remember that excitement, that people were so pleased, so excited to see him. He came again in 2010 for my election, and I remember again, people just so excited to have the chance to see him and talk to him. He was just amazing at that human warmth, human interaction.
You've touched upon elections. Obviously, Mr. Kennedy fought the 2005 election as the real alternative, and your party was rewarded with 22% of votes and 62 seats. Did you see that as a big turning point for the Liberal Democrats, and obviously his influence helping that?
He played a phenomenal role against many expectations in improving our fortunes, getting more seats and more votes. He was fantastic. And I think, in many ways, my personal sadness is that he didn't stand down after 2005, having done an amazing job, where he could have quite sensibly said he wanted to spend more time with his son, and then he would have been able to come back more easily and play a much fuller role. Because I think the sad thing with Charles is there's so much more that he could have done, and he now will not have the chance to do, and we will not have the chance as a country to benefit from that.
And finally, Julian, your lasting memory of Mr. Kennedy?
I think it would have to be around the Iraq War, and just he inspired me and so many others. And hearing his voice and his style, his sort of pragmatic statements at the time, just really transforming. I mean, you know, he would have been shocked at the time that the Chilcot Report and things like that still weren't out. But actually, he will have had a lasting influence on that, not just at being right over Iraq, but changing the way this country now goes to war, that because of his stance over Iraq, never again can the Prime Minister just take us to war in the same way that happened. So he had a huge influence on that, and in so, so many ways, and is a loss to his family, to Liberal Democrats, but massively to the country.
Julian Huppert, thank you very much for sparing your afternoon talking to us about your memories of Charles Kennedy. Thank you very much.
Thank you.